Like, the dream for me is not to get the money to do the thing. The dream to me is to do the work.
Hubba bubba.
And when you're sticking to what you like to do, because that's what you want to do, because that's what you like to do, because that's what you do.
What are you doing?
From this day on, now, by the power of my thought forces, there are only two ways to live your life. As though nothing is a miracle, or as though everything is a miracle. You know who said that? He lived from 1879 to 1955. That's your hint. Give up? Albert Einstein. In my heart, Willy went Wonka. In my heart, I now find perfect and full expression in my body. From this day on, nothing will ever be the same. And now, by the power of my thought forces. Listen, Hubba Bubba. Hubba Bubba. Remember that gum? Now I'm here, bitch.
It's always been like that for me, and I got very fortunate. And I know that's not the way it is for everyone, but I stumbled into what I liked. It was called lemonade stands and washing people's cars and shoveling snow and working my dad's liquor store at 14 and stocking shelves. Like, I got there, which is why I always challenge all of you. Notice what I just did in the Slack. Like, I'm just petrified that all of you have locked in and you haven't tasted every option. Or, more scary to me, that you're suppressing what's actually in your stomach to appease your parents or your logical self. So for me, it's always been there, brother, but I promise you the second, like, you open your mind to thinking your favorite hobby or your favorite thing can be a business or a viable way that you put a roof over your head, your life changes. I hope you remember this in 25 years. And let me give you some real fucking wisdom. I'm 47.
I remember the unraveling. The unraveling of mysteries. I remember a time of the Whispering Pines. Normandale, De Ponwell, not your typical poet who didn't know it. Life is not what it seems. Drop your bags right here. Replace your fear with growth. Stop repeating your mistakes and making excuses for them. How do we unstuck ourselves?
God, you know, I was just thinking to myself, everybody's always like, there's all this freaking advice out there, right? Do it this way, do it that way, you know. Like, who the hell needed so much advice on how to live before? Nobody. Nobody needed that much advice. We're all, you know, it's like all over the place. Gotta do it this way. Well, girls are like this, and boys are like that, and you gotta do this to get them to like you, and you know, that's what's wrong with the world. That's what's so wrong with the world. Everybody, you gotta be somebody else. You gotta try to be somebody other than who you are in order to get somebody to like you or to chase you or to this or that or what the fuck is wrong with everybody? You know, I was just thinking about that too, like, oh, well, you know, maybe, like, have you ever been told, like, oh, I don't come around because you know, you chase me away or you, because you, you know, you flip out on me all the time or whatever it is, because you're angry? Huh. Has it ever occurred to you that, like, it's not, like, a natural state? It's more like you bring that on yourself. You bring that out of somebody. Like, you know, you set yourself up for all these freaking problems. That's what's going on. A lot of people set themselves up. And I'm just thinking, you know, back to some past relationships and stuff, and it's like, oh, well, if you wouldn't be mad all the time, well, if you wouldn't do stupid shit all the time, like, right? Isn't that... Oh, my God. And then it's like, okay, so I gotta... All right, so when you do something that really just isn't beneficial for anybody, right? You're doing... I mean, hey, like, you know, it'd be a good idea to get groceries and save money instead of eating out all the time and cook at home. But, hey, we're just going to go eat out every night. And then, or shit, man, maybe we won't even eat that night. Or, I don't know. I'm just thinking about people like, you know, why won't you just look out for the best interest of everybody around you all the time? And that... You already know how to be. You already know how to be. You know how to be towards someone. If you like them, if you care about them, you did it in the beginning, right? You did it in the beginning to have a relationship. You wouldn't be... The funny thing is... God. It's just sickening, isn't it? What it takes these days just to... try to get somebody to give a shit about you. And not that anybody has to, but when you give a shit about them, you know, I don't know. I guess maybe nothing's reciprocal in this world.
The baggage we carry, right? We're supposed to drop it. Drop it all at the door. So, like, here's the other thing I was kind of thinking to myself, too. So is it, like, extra weird? Like, if you're, like, transgender, like, I don't know, because I've never been one, but, you know, like, there's all this fighting between boys and girls, right? Like, trying to figure each other out, and I mean, will they ever completely get along? Probably not. And it's just, it's so stressful, and it's so painful, and it's so many things, but, like, if you're transgender, and don't get mad at me for saying this, I just thought of this off the cuff, and I haven't even said it yet, so I don't even know what I'm going to say. Really don't. But I kind of do. And what I'm trying to say is it life easier? Because you don't, like, you're not necessarily into guys or girls. Or maybe you're into both. Like, if you just, you know, maybe if you're having a hard time trying to, you know, figure out your own identity, you know, you don't have time to, you know, and then, like, who's really into that, right? So then, if nobody's really into that, then you don't really have much for options. So you got less to worry about. Let's think about. I mean, if you're like, well, I don't know if I'm into boys. Well, if you don't know if you're into boys or girls, I mean, you guess you're just gonna, you can try to be into both, but nothing ever really works out there, right? Like, I mean, maybe a couple of people in this world have pulled it all off. Come on, you know? Like, if you're confused about your identity, you can't be sure about, what you're looking for. But if you know what you're looking for and then you find it and you can't even hold on to it because everything's a fucking craziness game, and I gotta listen to fucking other people tell me how to do it because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm not doing things right. Fuck you for telling me I shouldn't share my feelings. Fuck you for telling me I shouldn't act like this. Fuck you for telling me I shouldn't cry. Fuck you for all the things you think I shouldn't be doing. Because I do the things that I fucking do, that I feel like by giving, being who I really fucking am, makes me a better man than fucking most. Versus fucking covering shit up and hiding, makes me a better man than most women too. You know, I'm just saying, like, you got, fuck everybody in their fucking games. Fuck all you motherfuckers playing games. Keep it fucking real. You can, that's funny, like, yeah, I'll be saying that shit and you ain't doing that shit. If I'm not doing this, it's just because I gotta fucking play with your game. Because I chose to. For a little while. Just to see. Then I'm right again. Yada, yada, yada. Merry Christmas. Yo. I need a bitch with a gangsta look. A
Jasper can hook, and the bitch better know how to cook, cause I'm a brother that can eat some shit up. Macaroni, steak, cut greens, or whatever the fuck. Yeah, you know how we do it. The baggage we carry, right? We're supposed to drop it. Drop it all at the door.
And let me give you some real fucking wisdom. I'm 47, right? If all of you, I hope you remember this in 25 years. Do you know what the craziest shit about being 47 is? I straight up, sitting here with all of you right now, think we're friends. Like, I literally think like we're the same right now, right this second. I'm like, yo, let's go out after this. Like I think we're the same. When you feel that, when you get older, that will blow you away. Cause when I was 22 and started working full time at my dad's liquor store, my cousin was 30. I thought he was a fucking 100 years old. Like I'm sitting here talking to you, being like, yo, we're the same. If a 47 year old said to me that we were the same at 21, I would have laughed my fucking, it's like, I'm like 1,000 to you, but in my stomach, I feel like we need to go play video games and like fucking, I don't know, like whatever you're saying. Like that is the best part of life that nobody tells you. Like it doesn't change as much as you think.
We need to stop doing things that don't make sense repeatedly and act like something different and then bitch about it. You know, if something good happens in the world, you don't hear much about it. You hear a little bit, but not as much. When something bad happens, that's all you hear about. There's got to be a way, right? There's got to be a way to do things a little differently. You know, I was thinking too, we can't really set ourselves up. We can't really decide, like, I'm never going to be deceived again. Nobody can ever deceive me or betray me again. Because you can't really stop what other people are doing, but you can pretty much stop it. You can pretty much stop it by choosing not to do the deceiving and not to do the betrayal. Right? And then the other thing is talk about the things, right? So if you feel like you've been deceived or betrayed, you need to talk about it with somebody. And, you know, see what their perspective is on it. Like, I don't know. It's funny, like, because when people do things that make you feel that way, and then you address it, they shouldn't be like, man, I guess if that action created that response in that person, maybe I shouldn't do that. I mean, by doing that, they get angry. Maybe I shouldn't, maybe they wouldn't get angry if I didn't do that shit. If we're going to bring integrity back into our political system, if we're going to bring integrity back into our government, into how we operate on things, you know, there's a few things that need to be done. First of all, as far as voting goes, if they're not letting us vote for things directly through our phones, because everybody's got one, right? So if everybody's got one, then you got a chance to vote. You know, and I guess if people don't have one, I guess the government can give them a little pager or something, or send them something. Send them a little. But everybody should just have whatever it takes, one little voting device in their hand, or the ability to go somewhere if they couldn't. But, you know, there shouldn't be a damn law passed. There shouldn't be another one written up that you're not aware of. And it should do a breakdown by state, city, you know, city, state, federal. Like, you can have all the different levels, what pertains to you and what happens in other places. You should still have access to it, you know, nationally. But how dare anyone write up why is there any law written up and signed and passed and slid underneath the, you know, underneath the table? Why is anything happening like that? Why do they have cameras set up all across the goddamn country? Why do they have cameras set up all across the country? And what are they doing with these cameras? To watch us, in case we do anything bad. Have you ever thought to yourself, why don't we turn the cameras around? They should be on them.
if you're gonna run for office, if you're gonna make big decisions that affect everybody, if you're gonna do any of that shit, you should be under the fucking camera, not us. We didn't do nothing. You're the motherfuckers fucking everything up and doing fucking dirty, shady shit. And working with these fucking aliens and reptilians, if I don't know if you believe that shit or not, but like, whatever. We're being told so much stuff. It's just so too much information out there. But as far as that, as far as laws, as far as bills and all and treaties and any, it doesn't matter what it is. If the government's gonna do something, it should be, they shouldn't even be able to have a goddamn conversation without us. In the room, present, every person has the access to be tuned into that channel. And you know, it's like, there are plenty of good people on this planet, plenty of people with integrity. There's no reason that we can't replace every one of them crooked bastards up there and get it. Just do it. We the people, right? We're overthrow them motherfuckers. I mean, come on. This isn't even a game anymore. Somebody in that, in the freaking government's got to have some integrity. Somebody. Are we saying none of them? Not a goddamn one of them? No more slandering. No more, you know. I don't know, man. You know, have you... You ain't never seen one of them in prison, have you? No, they just get knocked off or something. Oh, you know, that's unacceptable. You know what? If nobody wants to speak and figure out who did it, then everybody goes. Start over. Fresh slate. New people. New ideas. Less tied to the bullshit. People who actually know how to negotiate. And communicate. And do things right. For their communities. For their people. For... Otherwise, we don't need it. We don't need what they got to offer. Uh-uh. We could start our own. Start a new one. It's unrealistic. And then everybody votes. You have a chance to vote. Like, you get, you know, whether 48 hours, 72 hours, everything has to, you have to have a week, and you have to be able to, you can change your mind, you know what I mean? Like, after you do, but it's like, there's no point, you know, you don't put somebody who got caught for pot in fucking prison with thieves and fucking murderers and rapists. It doesn't make any sense. Does it? And then just remember, these prisons, just remember, they're not owned by the state, they're not owned by the government, they're owned by individuals who get paid crazy money. I mean, it's a huge business. I mean, somebody just said, hey, I'll do all that stuff for some huge fat cash. I don't even care if they call it a federal prison, it's still owned by somebody. Think about it. Think about it. Go do your research. Figure it out. My God. It's the answers. There's a solution to everything. The answers that we all need and are looking for all kinds of different things, they're out there. They're so much more easily accessible and easy to think about and easy to deploy than you think. And then here's the other part. Most of it just requires a little bit of action. Talk to a few people that have, you know, that are tough, that have some power, to know somebody that says, hey, God, that makes sense. And it doesn't have to be my fucking idea. Even though it is my idea, it doesn't have to be my idea. And maybe it's not my idea. Maybe it's the collective's idea. But these, I don't care whose idea it is. I just think it needs to be done.
Hubba bubba.
Mindful. Be a little more mindful. And then there's the point of, I don't know, you know, there's people who do things, I don't care if it makes you upset or not. Like, well, that's okay. Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. If you don't care whether it upsets me or not. Because then that helps me to realize, you know, just have different feelings. But wouldn't it be nice to be on the same page with somebody out there? Somebody who just believe the same goddamn thing all of a sudden. Like, everything is safe. You know what? I know it's possible because I've had it before. I've had it a lot of times for the most part, yeah. And you don't upset each other all the time because you don't think it would upset the other person. You don't try to, and if you think it's going to, you really do everything you can to prevent it. Does that make sense? An ounce of prevention is worth more than a pound of cure. That goes for so many things, especially when it comes to relationships. A lot of stuff can be prevented, and that's what the change is all about. When people say, well, you want me to change it, they want you to prevent it. Try a little bit of prevention. Wouldn't that be something if you actually took a minute and tried to, you know, make a different decision that was preventative versus reactive? I don't know. I just think that would be so much more, it'd be nice. Life would be more fulfilling. Things would get easier. That's what I think anyway. To each their own. For everybody, everything. But things to think about, things to ponder for a moment, and see if there's any substance to the things I'm saying. Thing is, I got good ideas. You know, I can only present them as good as I can present them, but other people have professional ways of presenting things, and by all means, like, do it. Show the world what's up, right? Show the world what's up. I don't know. You know, I'm not really a hateful person. Sometimes I wonder if people don't want to be hated. Like you hate them because they need you to hate them. They expect you to hate them. They hate themselves. When I hate myself, what do I hate about myself when I hate myself? When I say I hate myself, it's like, wow. It's like, because I keep giving people chances that they don't deserve. Because I keep believing in people that always let me down. Because I keep trusting that. You know, and the thing is that's what I'm saying. I've been up, I've been down, I've been in all the wrong places at all the wrong times. But I know how to get it right. And maybe if other people were working in agreement and congruence with you, same time, like maybe we could all make some headway and actually achieve some things a little bit closer to a lot quicker than the way we have been. You know, I don't mind so much somebody like doesn't, I don't mind people that don't like me, and I don't mind people that don't, it doesn't bother me a bit that other people don't like me. What bothers me is people saying they like me, but you know they don't, or they say they like you, and all their actions really don't demonstrate that. That when their word, you know, what I say is a lie. This is for everyone in the world. What I say is a lie, and what I do is the truth. And you can put that one on yourself, and you can put that one on the person to the left of you, on the person to the right of you, on the person behind you, the person in front of you, the person in any situation. We lie with our words, but we tell the truth with our actions. There's no way around it. Your actions don't lie, do they? I guess my actions don't always line up either, then, with my words. I sure want them to. I sure try to. And I think it usually goes into, like, if I know it's like, oh yeah, I shouldn't give my power away like that. Like if other people, if somebody else did this, then I could do that. You know, and there's always those concepts, and it's like, well, I mean, it would sure make it a lot easier, but it isn't. I guess this is what I got to remember too. It's not necessary that other people do anything in order for me to be my best version of myself. But it sure would be nice, and it would make things. You know, it's like, I'm good all by myself, but we're a force when we're together. That's, you know, that's the thing. People forget about that. Like, yeah, we're all good. We're all good by ourselves. But when you team up with somebody or multiple people, then part of the team is that's where the force is. That's where power is. That's where, you know, the whole world takes on a whole different experience. Like, things are just different, better, easier, more manageable, more, your blessings become not just double-fold, but like tenfold just by being with somebody. At least five-fold. I mean, your efforts are definitely multiplied one way or another. There's no getting around that whatsoever. They are multiplied. It's a tough world. It's a tough world. A lot of bullshit out there. And there's good things. Well, we can focus on that stuff as much as we want, but I think the amount of bullshit is extraordinary. Especially depending on where you live, but down here in Foo Foo, Florida. What a fucking joke. Cream of the crap down here, man. Get a little bit of both. All right, well, blah, blah, blah. I think I'm done with my little rant. Rant of the morning. Rant. Hey, what you got to say today? AOA, killing it like a Chevrolet.
You, whatever. I don't know if that's even the right thing, but we need to come up with a time limit. We need to come up with, you know, your opportunity, and. Everybody in the world gets that message, and you have, you know, you have cameras that you can go right in on and watch everybody in that department. Like, it doesn't even make sense. They're watching us. What the who the fuck said that was cool? They're only taking our privacy because we haven't decided to freaking pry into theirs. Why do they get privacy and we don't? They're not supreme people. They're just people. They don't need to be held up on some pedestal. They're just people. Just like you. Just like me. They're nothing. And we put them in a position to honorably make decisions for our fucking country. For our state. For our community. For our city. Whatever. Like, you can't. Uh-uh. And every neighbor needs to start helping every neighbor. You know, help your neighbor. And then as far as all the pedophiles and all these, you know, people who went to jail or whatever, or have, you know, some sort of sexual stamp against them for doing something wrong or being a sexual predator. What I'm trying to say is, give them their own little gated community and put them all in there together. That's what you do. You put them all in there together. And you give another one, all the thieves, you put them all in together. All the rapists, put all them in together. You don't mix and match them. What the fuck's that got to do with anything? You put them together and they do what they do to each other. They don't do You know,